You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone out tonight to our November 24th, 2020 regular city council meeting. Sorry we're running just a little bit late. We'll go ahead and start with Pledge Allegiance being led by Colter Allen, and I'll say the opening prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Heavenly Father, as we come before thee this evening, we're indeed thankful for this opportunity which we have to meet as a city council and discuss city matters. And we ask thee to bless us with thy spirit. Help us to be able to make direct choices and decisions and do those things which we should. We ask thee to bless us as a nation and as a country that we can heal and get over this coronavirus. We are indeed thankful for all our many blessings, and we ask this in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, roll call.
Justin.
I'm here.
Kevin.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Rondi.
Here.
And Sam.
Here.
All right. Approval of invoice registers, next item. Invoice register dated 11/4 to 11/23/2020. In the dollar amount of $309,643.56.
So, did you know,
it went to the apartments. I know that because I signed it. We need to have that stove
we
moved.
We need to change that out of the city funds.
Actually, yes. The rental the city has next door here.
Oh.
So it's not RDA. It's actually, Dave has that, but it comes out of a different one, is what I'm told. So that's why it came out of there.
Okay.
It is one of our rentals, but this one is a different, because different funds were used.
Well, that money was all, well, my understanding is the rent money was going back and paid back the loan, correct?
Correct. So it came out of something different, so it doesn't come out of RDA.
I just know it was said on the invoice of rental, so.
This pond that branched down, is that the one above the irrigation pond?
No, it's the pond up the canyon.
Up the South Fork of Pleasant Creek.
Oh, okay.
The peaking pond.
We just dredged it, is that what you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you wasn't here when Shane reported on all that.
No, I wasn't.
All that silt in there.
First and only meeting I've missed.
We missed you.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought about falling in.
Could have joined through Zoom. I'm usually the only one on there.
So did they get the royalty DJ guy to do the music up there then? Did they get Ed to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the one that's over there.
I just have one question real quick. The machinery and equipment for 10 years for $35,000. Remind me what that's for.
Which page are you on?
Page 15. It's the invoice register.
$35,000?
Right.
That's that truck.
That's the new truck for the power department.
That we approved last time for Shane.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I seen that.
Yeah. So that, so at the end here, that's all the account numbers and the grand total of everything.
Okay.
Any other questions? expect any more services than 11/22/20. And the amount of $309,643.56.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Sam and seconded by Rondi to accept the invoice register dated 11/4/2020 to 11/23/2020 in the dollar amount of $309,643.56. Roll call.
Justin?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
And Sam?
Yes.
I don't think we have anybody on public participation, but Jeannie's gonna check it.
Nope. No one's on there.
Okay. Next item is a variance recommendation by the planning and zoning. Mark, do you wanna come up and explain it maybe a little bit?
Sure. Well, I'm sure that after, huh? I got the email page sent out too that went planning and they were in favor of it?
Yes. Yes. And Mark can kinda tell you a little bit about what he's wanting to do and then...
Basically, we're building a mother-in-law apartment. This is my mother-in-law building it behind the house, right on the other side of the fence. The variance is an agreement that we will never rent it out for anyone but family, so...
Wasn't there something about a separate, if connections or something?
If, it sits on where the lot could be split.
Okay.
So if the lot was...
We do have a half acre on that side of the fence.
Right. So if the lot was to ever be split, this building they're building would have to be hooked to its own separate connection, which now will tie into the house.
Right now, all the utilities are gonna come through the main house. We're not connecting to the city at all. It is still a question in my mind, if we wanted to do that in the future, what is the...
Setbacks.
Setbacks is from the street, but how far apart do the buildings have to be?
Well, there's a side yard setback too, I think.
Would your...
10 feet on the north side where you'd have to be concerned about.
So the two houses would only have to be 20 feet apart?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you, Dave was like...
No.
Yeah, wasn't the one side more than the other side?
Yeah, it seems like it's the total of 18.
If the front facing on the yard, where it's frontage on the front where they'd be coming in Gerald Drive, it's 30. However, if it's a side, it's 20.
Oh, it would be the side of the new building, technically, I guess, the back of our current house.
Right.
The way our house is built on the corner, but any...
But the driveway to the new house wouldn't be, it's a different correction.
The driveway is going to come off of...
Different street.
Different street. So that setback would have to be 30 feet from your driveway side. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
From the frontage on that.
From the frontage on that.
Right. And it's way back off the street.
Yeah, it's way more than 30 feet from the fence.
From fence line, like neighboring houses, it's only 10 feet.
So the way it's situated now, it's good because we have 10 feet from that existing fence where the half acre, the other half acre begins from his half acre. It's 10 feet from that fence right now.
The break of one back.
An existing we have.
That back is like way over 30.
From our house to the fence is what, 20 feet?
Yeah. So it's like over 30 feet, so...
So what you're saying, in the event that you do end up splitting that and want to sell it off as a standalone building, then you would be required to put all the connections in.
Yes.
Right, at that time.
Then we have to bring everything in from the street.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And at that point, we could either sell 2 1/4 acres or 1 1/2 acre, the way I understand it.
How many square feet your addition or your...
It's a total of 900, sorry, it's a total of 900, 627 square feet of that nine is actually going to be the mother-in-law apartment. The balance of 200 and something is the single car garage. So, but it's one building that's 30 by 30 by 30.
So 900 square feet.
900 square feet.
I don't don't have any problem with it.
I don't see any issue with it either, just as long as we somehow can, if that ever comes to be, I guess that would just be, I mean, how do we keep that record in history for the next generations?
I'll have to ask Dave if planning and zoning wrote anything up, or if I need to, but we can get something written up.
Just so they can look back on the history of.
Have some signed agreement, it'd just be a signed agreement on the variance, because it's just a variance that shows, and in the variance, it should just show the what you said, or what your expectations are of the variance, and giving this variance.
Might could be even recorded in the deed, couldn't it?
They wouldn't have the deed recorded any different right now, so it wouldn't do that.
The city has a variance, so it's just a variance permit, basically, and that permit you can write down.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just wondering how 10 or 15 years down the road, where is that gonna be?
Well, it'd have to fall under that permit, if that makes sense.
Those kind of things are supposed to be kept in the records.
With the building permit of the new house, is where it would be.
Yeah, it should all be tied in with all that, on that property, because the variance should say that that property itself. It's sold, and it's still there, the new owner, but it's something that I understand.
Anybody see a problem with that?
Are you gonna have a tie under your existing sewer and everything?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, we had already, the sewer, we had already moved out there. Right now, she's living in a travel trailer. We didn't realize that was against city code. So we had already extended the sewer drain onto the other side of that fence, and the water. The water and sewer are already over there. We just have to extend the gas and the electric.
Well, that'll be nice for you.
She was scheduled to start construction on a more concrete pad for the trailer. And then the city's notice came out in the power mill. She was scheduled to.
Before everybody was going to be there to start.
Contractor scheduled for Monday, we saw that on Friday, but.
Shame on you.
There's good timing for the article.
We appreciate the fact of the matter to you.
And we're trying to make her legal, so.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them in that same situation that has not done a thing.
Nothing's happened on, so I appreciate your being proactive on that.
Yeah.
Maybe you can set a good example for the rest of it. All right, let's do it also in the paper.
I like my new address.
It's not far off, Justin, it's an opportunity.
So, who will make the motion to accept the planning zoning recommendation?
I'll make a motion that we accept the planning zone recommendation to allow them to go ahead and build their mother-in-law house. Is that?
Yep.
Right, Wordy?
Yep.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Now, question.
Okay.
Where do I go from there?
It'll go through the office.
It'll go through the front office.
Okay.
And then you'll have to take it, the city one to the county.
Do you know how long it takes at the county?
Yeah, it depends.
Depends on how busy they are.
Okay.
You can do it all online too as well. Most of it's all online through the county. Mine, when I did mine for my vision, it was, it was pretty quick to look at it and have it back to me. I think we were 3-4 days.
Oh, good.
So I'll turn around, but it just, like I said, depends on, Tracy would be the one that looks at the actual building.
I'm trying to be better.
Yes, you are.
So it just depends on Tracy's schedule. They're pretty quick. They were with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I have the motion by Russell and seconded by Kevin to accept the recommendation of the variance from the Planning and Zoning Commission on the Mark Hightower project. I guess that's the way we should word it that. Roll call.
Not going to need to do.
Do we need a roll call on that? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Good, you're good to go.
Thank you, John.
So do I wait for a call from?
Come in tomorrow, you should be able to get the city one done.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You've already also, most of us have signed off on your city one. I'll look at all your plans and everything.
Oh, okay, good.
We were waiting on the variance.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think if you come in tomorrow, they'll tell you, you can just do it too.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Have you looked at that one, Scott?
I haven't yet.
You probably have to go in and sign it now.
I
He's probably the only one left. Next item is power department. I don't, is Shane online or anything?
No, I have just, they've had several out with COVID, so.
Yeah, they're running shorthanded.
They're very shorthanded. Kyle's back today, so, but Shane is still out, I think, through the end of the week.
Okay, good.
I asked Cameron if he was coming tonight, and he said he wasn't sure if he could make it or not, so.
They must not have anything real pressing to report.
I don't think so. They've been working, I know they've been getting up the Christmas lights at the Health and Public Works, and they've just been busy. Down several men.
Yeah, yep. Coulter, you're up next then, Public Works.
I don't have a lot to report. We've been working on those street signs. We've got quite a few of them done.
The what?
The address sign.
You'll make Mr. Wright real happy.
So we've got quite a bit of them done, they're looking pretty good.
So is there one on every intersection?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
The ones for every intersection?
Yeah. So we're short some, but we've got most of them.
Probably long overdue. Some of those don't even have anything on them anymore.
Yeah.
I had a stockpile when I worked in streets. I had a whole list of them, and Nathan said it scared for a while, because when I went to the streets to move to the water department, that all got kind of put off on the back burner, but. So there were a pretty good list of them that I already bought years ago, that we just never got time to put in.
Yeah, so you have some already, right?
Yeah, so everything we've been doing, we've already had on hand.
Oh, I see.
And so we got, I think, sixth, fifth, fourth, and third done south. And we pulled the ones on second and first, and we should get them by the end of the week. And the ones we need to order, we're gonna still put the post in, so it's all done, and then go back on ones we had to order and put up the, put the sign on the post afterward.
Yeah.
So we're making some pretty good tracks there.
That'd be good.
Recommendation on that, put some reflector tape or something, most of my relation.
Okay, that's good talk. Just somebody done into it.
Well, we might still run to it, but.
Can't predict people.
Leave it where they can't say they didn't see it.
This Sam sounds like me when I was raising them grandkids. Mr. Safety Man.
He's had a lot of years, he had some on that.
So other than that, we're just kind of waiting for some snow. We've got all of our salt here and our cinders. It's all mixed and put in the shed, and we're ready.
That's the problem. If you wasn't ready, then it would snow.
Well, so that first snowstorm, we was busting our humps to get plows put on. And that's why it snowed. Now we haven't got no snow. So I take them back off if you want.
Take them off and it'll snow.
That'll bring some snow, take them off. We'll pay you overtime, take them off and put them back on.
We've been quite busy at the cemetery. We've had quite a few.
I've seen they were started out there on the
sprinkler. A few deaths we've had to take care of out there. Plus, they've got going on that sprinkler system, yeah. So. D looks a little bit rockier than I was anticipating. If you haven't drove out there and
seen the rocks. Is that whole area rocky like that? For any digging base?
I got a bad feeling. We've never dug over there.
Well, most of the cemeteries are rocky. There's very few that you don't find rocks in. There's occasional ones that are pretty plain and simple, but most of them got pretty good sized rocks in them.
So we're gonna, once they get the sprinkler system put in, we're actually gonna go out, anything I can see sticking out of the surface,
pull it out.
We're gonna pull them out. And so, it's gonna make it a little messy out there, but we've only sold one lot in there.
No.
We back up, we sold 32 graves in that new section.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's nobody there yet?
No. And nobody ready to go in, so. We're okay that way.
I have one request. As you go down to the old person, down the park, and you go around that bend.
I gotta go sweep that.
We sweep that
today. Yeah, I was reading meters today.
It's a mess.
Holy crap, how all that gravel get out?
Just people cutting that corner, it just keeps pushing out. Maybe you could.
Is that on just west over there on?
No, around the park.
State Street and 900 South.
800 South.
That road's just, I believe that road's just a double chip seal, so.
Clear, he's talking clear out above us.
Who put that great big cobbles down there on Third south, or Third North and Fifth West.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get that.
Third North.
Told my guys to take some gravel down there, and that's what they took down.
Wow, I was gonna say, can't we get that water to go north right there?
Yeah, I'm gonna just take a mini down there and dig it right there. Somebody's actually started trenching them a little bit right there, I think it's.
We had to put a culvert in the Zabriskie.
The driveway right there, yeah, just to get it through there and out of.
Cause I took my hand level down there one day, it's been a couple of years ago, and I, it daylights probably 100 feet north of where that radius is, so you could get it to go.
Yeah, we just need to go fix that.
Surprised you got geese down there.
Somebody's been down there and done some digging already.
Yeah, then there's another corner up by Sam's house, up on Fifth East and Third South, it's kind of the same way, it's pond.
Yeah, there's a few around, but that's probably one of the worst ones I've ever heard.
Well, that guy's helping a pond.
I've been to that, it's a three inch gravel.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
That was a big hog. I noticed that too.
So we'll get that fixed.
It's a drive off strip of the construction site.
That's pretty much all we got going on now. Night weather's letting us catch up on some projects we haven't been able to do for a long time, so.
So this COVID deal, are they just positive or are they sick with it?
Which one?
Huh?
Are you talking our power department?
Kid, yeah.
Family members have tested positive, so the whole family's quarantined.
Yeah, okay, I just wondered if we had people sick with it, I did.
None of the city employees have tested positive, but they have had family members that have.
Okay.
It's interesting that we haven't had anybody test positive.
That's blessed is what it is.
We're blessed, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Thanks, Golder. Fire department, Sam?
Not a whole lot, we burnt that house last Thursday.
Did you knock the chimney over, did it fall?
That was a controlled burn, huh?
Yes.
The old Jensen house?
Yes.
What's the address on that?
It's kind of about, I don't know what you would call it, State or 50 East, it's about 50.
West, State Street and 30 West.
It's kind of, it's one of them ugly areas, put it that way, but it's on 8 South.
8 South, okay.
It is 89, depends on if you want to consider 89 going straight or turning, so.
Okay.
Depends on which side of 89 it's on, but could be 50 West. 50 West to me is on the other side of 89, it's white. But anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, it was down on State Street, but I was thinking it was over.
Further over.
By the Hell Mexicano somewhere, I mean, it is kind of.
Technically, it is on State Street, it just don't make sense.
It's just kind of a weird, it's a weird area right there, it's on 8 South, on State.
When I looked for that meter, I was over across the street and I found the whole wrong meter, I'm like, oh, we got things messed up bad.
But they canceled all our winter fire schools, so we won't go anywhere that way, so. It's basically Euphra's kind of shut down, we're still struggling to get some of our guys some of the certifications that we had. We're still trying to get them certified, and good thing is they're giving us some extensions and that and all this COVID stuff, but. And kind of doing that, what I hate out there, gives them an opportunity to come and do it, actually have one, and experience that, get a little training in an actual live fire environment, so. We use it as a training experience, but.
What are we doing with the training cars?
They're doing better, they're looking better out there, they're still waiting on their lighting. I've seen they've got the gravel out there and everything, but I haven't seen them put up the, I think last I know they were still waiting on, I haven't seen any of the actual numbers on the cars on the street side yet, or lighting up and running yet.
They're getting some whole lights up.
Are they? I haven't been out there too much at dark, but.
So they put lights on the west side of the cars, but nothing on the east side.
Yeah, so there's still some lighting issues and then.
They did put some Christmas lights up?
They've strung light bulbs all along from car to car, from the caboose going back to the south, on the west side.
Tracy, they're all clear lights, aren't they?
Yeah. Yep.
They did put, I know the four that they, we approved from to start working, well, they, once they met the lighting and the few others, they did put the windows in them that will need egress, cause they'll actually swing all the way open to meet their egress, so.
Okay.
So was that something that had to change, or was that the way?
Yeah, they originally just had solid windows in it, so in order to meet their full measurements, they had they have to basically open, fully open windows that swing open.
I see.
Well, I'm glad they met that. That's awesome.
So, yeah, so they seem like...
So they're ready, just about ready to open now, start...
Yeah, once they get the lighting and the...
I can't believe they haven't done those.
That's like...
There's very little they had left to do.
Yeah, wasn't a whole lot since they got the windows.
Those three of them out there, they shuffle around. I see. I was supposed to have them all stickered too and labeled by different railroad companies, you know. That was one of the big deals, was to get the Rio Grande and the Union Pacific and Utah Railways, all of the old railroads that once existed. And I don't know.
I wonder if there's a copyright, if they could even do that.
You should have been here.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Well...
Yeah.
Should have been here tonight. I questioned DuMont and I said, now wait a minute, you've been at this for 3 years and you've got two trailers done. So there's four more out there. So we got 12 years before you finish this up. I'll never forget the look he gave me. It's like, I was just a new guy too. I hadn't been there very long. But he gave me a look like, okay.
Here we go again.
They got out there, seems like a pretty decent guy.
So they got a good guy now.
They're good guys. All of them are great guys. Yeah.
Anything else?
Pretty quiet, pretty good, I guess. Well,
good.
Yes.
Okay, council reports. Justin?
I don't really have anything. I can't imagine that we can get out of here by 7:30.
We're not done yet.
I better find something to say. No, I think I've still got that road cut permit to final. I haven't really even looked at it again since I gave it to you guys. I guess if you guys feel all right with it, I can get it into a more formal type agreement and hopefully get it working. I don't know if Coltrane, there was a couple of things in there that were moratoriums on the winter work and the cutting of the new roads. I don't know if the will of the council wants to hold those or just... The only reason I think they're important, it's not to say that they can't do work in the winter, but it gives us more of a opportunity to say this is what you need to do if you're going to do it. So rather than just say go ahead and
do it. Where's this at?
It's just an agreement that for the road cuts that we really haven't really
all the road cuts.
Well, I think it would be worth having there because it's better for us to have someone to say over it and say, hey, we have some this, that, and the other versus just saying there's nothing there and it's kind of a,
yeah,
it's still a free-for-all more or less.
Yeah.
I think so, having guidelines in there helps.
That being said, if we want to develop a moratorium like that, we'll probably have to draft something up and adopt it as such in a formal council meeting. And then Coulter refers to that as people come and want to do those, then he has something that he can refer to.
I think all we'd have to do is adopt that
the resolution to
adopt that excavation permit.
Yeah.
It's already put in place.
And maybe we don't even need a moratorium. It just has, we can just have, and not even refer to that, just have that verbiage in there that winter has special conditions and also roads that are less than 3 years old have special conditions. So
I don't even mind throwing a condition in there where they schedule the cut with me so we know when it's going to happen.
I think there's something in there, 48
hours or something before.
Anyway, I'll look at it again, maybe fine-tune it a little bit and hopefully have something that we can... I don't know if we necessarily need to adopt it. I guess it would...
It'd be nice to do this resolution because then it would hold it.
Yeah, a resolution. We do have our road cut ordinance that we might want to look at and make sure that it meshes well.
Yeah.
So I'll work on that a little bit.
On that note, I looked up, Meatly actually has a fence building one too. Mm. And I was looking over that one, I wouldn't mind pulling that one in and adopting it also. To where, nail the fence, you gotta come in and get a permit. And then before it can be signed off, they have to do all their setbacks and all that. And they basically understand where the fence can and can't go.
Well, that's already in.
I thought we had that in the.
That's already all in there.
It's there, but we don't have the permit.
We don't have a permit, but it's all in, it's a little excessive to put a permit in for a fence.
The only thing that would be nice on that is a little bit of a fee to somebody go out and inspect to make sure it is meeting our regulations. That would be the only thing that would be there.
Just a trigger to.
But there it is. Because I know when I built my fence, I had to go, well, it was back when Sally East was here, and I got with her and that, and she gave me all the stuff, pulled it, and I had to go do all my measurements, and there are different measurements, and it's in the ordinance that if you live on a corner, if your fence is on that corner.
It'll be 4 feet so far.
It has to have further feet, footage than different sites.
Right, I mean, we can certainly plagiarize something for them in another community.
Yeah, it's probably a limit, why would you even?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in there in 95, when I built my house, I had to.
Yeah.
That fence of certain height and offset and back and away from property and.
But how do you get people to come and do that if they're just going out and building a fence?
That's on our part, and they just build their free will, and then it's done by the time I catch it.
But even if you have a permit, what's gonna make them come in and get a permit?
Exactly. I would think, I think it boils back to just really needing an ordinance or an enforcement type officer to go out.
That can be aware of what's going on and see those situations and head them off.
Well, it's the same as I know, I don't know if they ever corrected it, one over, back there, they built that 10-foot cement fence, and I don't think they've ever corrected it.
It's never been corrected.
Nothing's ever happened to it. I mean, it's a 10-foot concrete fence, which is way against.
Well, I guess it's the same could be said for a road cut permit. You might have somebody start going out digging in the right of way without putting walk-foot coal or something in and don't ever come and talk to you, but at least, I think in that situation, you're probably gonna see it a little bit more than a fence situation.
Fence are on private, you should be on private property, but.
I've got a few that have went in and I didn't catch them till they were done, where they're actually in the city easement.
And it wouldn't matter, because reality in city easement, even if they went to court, city easement overrules everything.
They need to be moved though, there's a couple that's really bad. I hope it's not my son that just built one that's the case.
Oh yeah, he's on the list for sure.
Well, I went around with that up there on Leonard, Cameron Johansson built his first house, just kind of bumped 50 there. And we went that round with them on that up there with that whole mess because of that. Well, it was with, what's the engineering company that is Nephi?
Ludlow.
And see, they got it, we got it for them, and that's what they were, just same thing. They said, it doesn't matter, the easement's there, it doesn't matter if it's 100 years old, whatever, the city always takes dominance. Even if somebody puts their fence out there, the city still holds that dominance. Unless there's ever been a variance or a paper that the city signed over for that, you can still have the right to go in there and remove that fence.
There's one on my road that's terrible there on 4th East and 1st North. It's terrible.
And there's one in my subdivision on 19th where they put their fence quite up to the curb.
Your snowplows don't take care of that.
Yeah, it should probably ruin that fence pretty good.
Well, they did the same up in Aspen Village on that one too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they are an issue, a few of them.
I don't know, maybe there needs to be a little bit of public information campaign. If we want to do a permitting, just say that in order to build a fence, you know, legally you're supposed to come in and get a permit.
And I've been trying to feed Natalie a couple, I've been trying to call the Did You Know column on the newsletter and throwing little tidbits like that out. Like, did you know if you're gonna build a fence, you need to have to come in and get the proper setbacks and stuff?
Which is what caught the Hightowers. Because that was put in the Did You Know about the trailers, and that's the main cause.
You can't live in the trailer.
But I don't think people that do that to go out and build a fence are trying to skirt around anything. I think they just feel like it's not proper. Yeah, actually, they're just not educated, and they don't know that they're doing anything wrong in a lot of cases.
Well, in a lot of cases, our fence lines around here, they're trying to match up with something that was already there or something older, and it's. There's never been anything really set where everything's uniform.
Yeah. But I think it's a good start trying to get a handle on some of those things. But can't hurt to have something in place. Yeah, at least that.
Well, in addition to fences, rocks, and trees.
Junk cords.
Cars. Yeah, don't plant trees in the city right away. I mean, we've Athens is too nice.
People living in trailers.
And that's...
I don't know how many we got.
When we put that in the newsletter, I started grabbing around and that surprised me how much of that's going on.
So anyway, that's kind of where that's at. I would like to meet with Kevin soon and start looking at the park and the restrooms and figure out maybe get a plan of attack on that for when the funding opportunity comes out that we can...
Is that February, you said?
February, yeah. Be here before you know it.
Yeah. Be nice to come up with kind of a master plan of layout of the park, what we'd really like to do.
Get some ideas of what we want to do and how much it's going to cost. And then we can decide if we want to try to phase it over a few years, because that opportunity comes out every year. You don't have to do it all at once.
Well, then we'll have that rat tax coming too that we could help offset some of the costs too. Yes, barely.
Yeah, then you compare it with...
46 volts.
Is that what it was? I thought it was like 52% to...
46 volts that passed it.
How many?
46.
I can't, I've never seen the percentage, but I know it was close.
51 to 48.
Yeah.
What surprised me is that it was almost 75% yes in Ephraim.
Yeah.
I don't think it had as many people pushing against it.
Yeah.
You go to college town down there, and we got a agriculture community.
Yep.
Well, it's not Justin, you've got such a son.
I know I can do it. Kevin, what do you have for us?
I talked to Colleen, and she makes it sound like everything's ready to go for Saturday afternoon. Did we do any advertising? Is it on our Facebook page?
It's in the newsletter here.
Yeah.
It was in the newsletter. I know Natalie's put it on Facebook a couple times, including yesterday.
Okay.
What about the radio?
I don't know that I've ever got it on the radio.
Might not be a bad idea.
You can take free advertisement on the radio.
Community events.
I do have a voucher for a free ad on the radio because of that thing I went down to.
What time was it starting to go?
Well, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock today.
For you to get there in time to get your tights and elk tucked, you might want to be there at 5:30.
No, Stephanie, Brittany told me today we don't have to wear any tights or anything. In fact, she said she'd just assume that we didn't even come around.
I'm sure that's probably...
That's what she told me today. She says, you guys don't even have to come around.
So she's basically saying, you're not even invited.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of it. Participation is expected.
We can drive through with the kids and get a package. And get the little gift. She had them stacked up today up that pool.
For two fire trucks.
They're all ready to go.
I was going to say, that's why I was just going to ask, because nobody said anything about fire trucks. I was just curious if they had earlier timing on down there or...
Well, you know what? She talked like that they had already had the fire truck lined up.
But I haven't even heard from her since she talked to your council.
Probably not.
I have to call you after a meeting today.
They had a meeting this morning.
Oh.
They tried to get the fire truck.
They thought that Cold Turbine Run Fire Department was getting the message to where it needed to be.
There's like a ladder, and they're going to put Santa actually up on a chair on the back of the ladder, on that little area at the bottom.
Won't fit.
You don't think it'll fit?
No.
Well, find a spot to put him up. And then they want to do lights or cross from the ladder over to a power truck and kind of make a tunnel to drive through, and then they want one more fire truck, which is the red lights flashing. I told them they couldn't put lights on the other one because they can't take two trucks out of service for that long.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the ladder truck. I'm wondering if it would be better if we could get a brush truck coming out of here or something.
So the heavy would be awesome to put sand up on top.
Yeah, if you put sand up on the heavy, a lot easier, because it's got a big flat surface. It'd be easier, so tear it up there. Ladder truck makes me nervous if it had vegetation, fire, stuff. Just the two main structure engines make me nervous. I'd hate to have sand
over. Are you okay if we use the ladder and the heavy?
Huh?
You're okay if we use the ladder and the heavy?
Well, that's our main expectation.
not that anything will happen, but...
You might just have to take Santa with you.
And the lights.
That's where I worry is if you have to rip the lights down and go to a call.
Have them so we can disconnect them.
It's not a big deal having it just sitting there, you know, but running lights on it.
So me and Cameron was looking at trying to make it simple to unhook case they need their big bucket also.
When you've got old blue.
He don't let it anymore.
Oh, I think is he broke?
Yeah.
Don't we still have the old antique fire truck?
No, there's some that old Randy Carter.
Oh my word. What's the big John Deere tractor for up there?
That's our lease tractor we mow the roads with. It actually goes back tomorrow.
Where's your track holes in your maniac?
Yeah, I was looking at that today. I was up there to see you guys. We're out working, so I just got a little snooping around.
Check it out.
I didn't take anything, so if anything comes up in this...
We got cameras, we have them.
But other than that, I know that Jolene needs to be ordering stuff for next spring. And I assume everybody likes the baskets. Do we want the baskets on Main Street?
I vote yay.
Yeah, that's
good. I got a lot of compliments.
They really stand out. You know, the flower beds and the welcome signs? I mean, you can see them if you're looking for them, but they just don't really...
No, let's cut that down a little. I don't think we can spend that out there.
Well, I thought I'd talk to that fellow down there by that...
Bridger?
What's his name?
Bridger.
Bridger?
Bridger Vargas.
Okay, yeah. Get some ideas on. I was thinking some, maybe a couple of pine trees, but I went out there and was looking at how they'd go, and they'd cover up too much of the sign.
I don't say it would be.
So I don't know, maybe a couple of rocks.
Those are weird. Those are
rudimentary
stanchions. That was all the Johnson's design.
Do we have to put anything in them?
Just put rock. Spread the rocks.
If you don't put something in, you're gonna have weeds.
Right. But can I just mat it and put some gravel in it and we let them look at the beautiful sign?
I think we ought to build a water feature in them. Water feature.
Wishing well.
Like a waterfall?
Yeah.
I think you could put some colored rocks in there.
Make city with no water.
Have you ever seen your own eyes at the adventure thing? It's awesome.
That's it is cool, that little waterfall.
Coulter, have a Colleen or somebody get a hold of me. I'm thinking if we use the two old heavies and put some ladders up there, we can string some lights across the ladder. Just actual light metal ladder. We can put them in another part that they can...
I think we go ahead with the baskets. The other probably goes off.
Yep,
Kevin's what I'd suggest.
Go to yay there.
Well, I think the library, library always looks good.
Bridger.
Bridger Vargas.
You want his phone number, Kevin?
Yeah.
Because I think the library always is a good spot to plant flowers too, though. I think that works really nice when they do all there.
The entry signs, we could probably just gravel them.
Yeah.
Because it would help the sign itself maybe stick out better.
Just put a bunch of different multi-colored ones. Ready, Kevin? Showing on the sign.
Yeah.
435-262-7544.
I'd like somebody to look at them and say, I don't see why you couldn't just gravel them, put some stuff down there to keep stuff from going through it and all that stuff, and shut the water off. But if there's something we could do that would draw attention to them.
I'll give it a gravel and a couple nice little bushes or something and call it good.
You have to watch the height of the bushes, because they'll put up the sign like you're talking about.
Same with that other dry grass, because if it grows too tall, it blocks the whole sign.
Yep.
Well, I thought about the dry grass, and...
It gets too tall.
I don't know. That's why we just need to look at them and see what's going to work the best. As far as the library and the cemetery, I think them are positive things, and they've actually all enjoyed working on them, but... I think I'll have him look at the city hall and see what he would suggest for that too.
It needs a lot.
That needs a remake.
Yeah, the whole thing must redo.
Yeah, it's so thick in there, plants that actually belong there.
Did you ever get all those conservation guys to come to?
Yeah, they're slow with COVID too, everybody's slow with COVID.
Was that Central Utah?
Yeah. I couldn't go pick up on your truck because they have positive that probably the water users, they're all on quarantine.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Russ?
I don't have anything, I just talked to Brittany, couldn't find staff anywhere. Went up to the sheds and snooped around. I drive every morning when I get through working out, then I do a cruise around.
I pass you most morning.
Yeah, a lot of mornings pass, you guys out. Go a little snoop around town, but yeah, I don't have anything.
Randy?
How much is that question for you, Mayor, to put you on the spot? Have you heard back from any of these lenders on the funding for the homeowner?
Yes, we have.
I got an email, was it today they got an email?
Today from Zions.
Well, it was from Devin. Was it yesterday or yesterday again?
So we got funding back from Zions, it's 1.16, but we got to make sure. What's happened with Zions Bank is they've been doing a lot of them, but they make you borrow the money all up front at the start of the project. So we've got to make sure that that's not the case.
Okay.
So we've got one back.
They'd be charging interest on that entire.
$4 million the whole time from when you start.
Instead of what you're using.
Right, instead of what you're using.
Wow.
So that's the thing that summarizes.
That's the offer for both.
Well, we got to double check to make sure that it's as we borrow it is when our interest will start, not for the whole amount. So we've got one back now from Zions and one from Cache Valley.
And if they, we really can't start any work until we get that funding right.
They're starting on it. Did you pull up the email, Sam?
Yeah, that's what I just pulled up. So he emailed us today, Devin, with the.
I've asked him to let me snow every 2 weeks at least for their.
Because they've been in touch with the Division of Drinking Water to nail down a plan for the pilot study for the treatment equipment. And it says they'll keep us updated on that and how it'll affect the project schedule. They're scheduling a topographical survey for the spring transmission line in the treatment plant site and the well site. And then they're getting drawings and contract documents started for the project. So that's where they're at.
Cool. So it is moving.
That's great news. Yeah. I'm really excited about that. It's nice to see some progress there.
You know, we had a project in Woodland that was funded through, not Woodland up there, but Woodland up by Camas. And they couldn't get into the financing, so RD went ahead and let us go ahead and close the loan, and then we had to start paying the payments at that point in time. But I don't know if it's going to be too difficult to charge us that. If they're not going to give us a break on as we draw the money to the full amount, it might be worth talking to RD and asking if they can help us do something. But that being said, it might. And you have to weigh that out, so it might be better to still pay that rather than making the payment right when the loan closes.
So one thing we'd like to do too is we'd like to take our reserve money and use it first, and then come the end of the year, financial year, we'd probably pull all that money out of the loan and put back in our reserve, so it makes sense for.
So we're not paying on it as long. That's a good idea.
So that's our hope. Hope is that we can do that also. So,
and then get started right away.
Yeah, they're working on it. So they're starting on the paperwork and different things that they've got to do. So, yes.
I guess the first thing they'll do is drill the test well.
Going to drill the test well. We're going to drill it by the acid house. That spot. At least they're going to go back and look at the projected gallons per minute. If that was close as the other one, then we'd start by the acid house and see what we'd hit.
Well, that'll probably be one of the first things you can do, right?
There must be time for that.
So a lot of it's just getting these documents done up that they're doing right now.
Make it through in the winter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I don't expect them, but.
Yep.
I'm kind of excited to see what we.
So hopefully we'll have a well by spring is the hope.
Yeah, we'll have a test well, and we'll be started on the actual well.
Hopefully we can have the well by early to late spring.
And they're sending you guys emails? Is it a decision now they're sending it to, or?
We can have Devin add you to the list.
And that's Sunrise, right?
Sunrise.
Sunrise.
I don't even get the email, and I worked there.
I just requested to Devin, I said, I gotta have a report at least every 2 weeks, so that I got something to report to council meeting.
And his name's Devin, right?
Yes, Devin Shields.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Oh, I can email it and.
Have him add Rondi to the list.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to be added to it?
I didn't see my email, but I didn't check my email.
Yeah, put me on there. I'd like to keep up on that old column area up there.
Okay, I'll make sure that we're on there, Sam.
In fact, we just have them add all the city council in there, then everybody's getting it. So you got an update every 2 weeks, and you can read the same thing as us.
I get the one on all the grants and everything. I don't know why they're coming to me, and I ship them to Monty, but.
He must have put your name in there somewhere.
I don't know. It's coming across to me, and I read them and then forward them to Monty. The CARES and the CDRAs and.
Have you done any more at the cemetery deal, Rondi?
I have. I've just what I've collected that first time I was making phone calls, and I was doing it on Friday. And I found out that a lot of city offices are actually closed on Friday, so I need to revisit that. But I do have a list, I think four or five towns, I can't remember which ones and what. We're gone.
Yeah, I think we need to really look at that, especially like the weekend burials, because me and Coulter just kind of quickly ran numbers, and I think we're losing money on burials just because of the overtime.
They charge more on weekends, and then the plots.
I mean, it's not like we want to gouge people, but we've got to at least cover our costs.
And they charge, you know, there's a difference between residents and non-residents.
Yeah, and we have that, but.
But what I noticed when I was comparing with other cities in the geographical area, that there were the lowest, you know, where the, I hate to use the word cheapest, but.
Where the lowest paid council with too.
Yeah.
So I think that's something we needed to look into for sure, and.
You'll continue to keep looking into that.
Yeah.
For us.
I'll make a note of that, and.
Because I think we need to look.
At least get two or three.
You gonna raise the price for the plots?
I think we need to look at that.
I'm gonna hurry by mine.
On the burial fees.
Yeah.
Or just the burial fees.
I think we need to look at it all.
We're less all across the board.
Yep.
I remember when they were $200.
Yep.
But I don't want to buy one then, I don't want to buy one now.
Well, after working out there, and we're kind of watching how it goes, I bought mine already. I'm not planning on dying anytime soon, but.
My wife, she wants to buy four of them, so she's not crowded.
I don't blame you.
Well, you know, we're putting in a new section with new irrigation sprinkler system, and like you mentioned, there's 32 lots that have been sold already in that.
So there's 32 graves that have been sold.
Yeah.
32 lots.
Where, yeah. So a grave would be a plot. A plot, yeah. 32 plots that have already been sold in that new.
So I made one that was an extra long, so you put a foot heater in there.
What? How many actual spots is there in that section?
You can go for total graves?
Yeah.
Would take me a minute.
I can't remember exactly without.
Shoot, I had it figured out the other day.
How many plots is it?
I think we figured it'd be bad enough for 10 years.
Yeah, we estimated 10 years. I can't remember because it gets funky over there where it gets narrower. The half plot.
Because a plot should be 60.
So on the north side, it can't be that bad because she'll be too, it'll be too tight. There's a water line, so we can't go all the way to the fence. There's a main one.
We don't want to get plugged away.
It's pretty too great.
Yeah.
Four sections of eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering how many plots you have, if you do. How many down, trying to remember how many down B sections.
Hang on one second.
I'll tell you, it's crazy nowadays, this stuff they used to embalm you. I was reading, they dug somebody up and been down over 20 years. Looked like the day they put them underground.
I wouldn't, ugh.
Anything else, Rondi?
That's all I have, Mayor, but I will do some more research on that and then we'll get these numbers put together. I'd like to take some action on that sooner than later.
Yeah. Yep. Anything else from you, Sam?
The only other thing is just working on a few issues out in the RV park. So I got a phone call right after, so we talked about it. But I've got a couple issues out there with permanent residents living in their RV park. It's supposed to be temporary. They've got a lot of the traders have gotten over 100 gallon propane tanks out there since next year. So it's just for trades a day, but I'm not scared of me. And if one of them catches fire, spreads the other, it can create a mess.
A quick hurry.
Mm-hmm. So I talked to Randy about it, so we're working on it.
Seems to be the time of year when trailers catch on fire is now.
Those camp trailers, they go quick, so that's the scary part. And there's sort of people out there. I hate to see anybody get hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
Big thing.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm almost got your answer.
So I did a comparison with you from Gus and Nephi and Rodi. And we're less than all those communities. And I still want to contact Fairview, Anti-Salina.
Yeah, and if you'd get with Coulter, let's kind of figure out like what it actually is costing for opening and closing the cave.
We just like your overhead costs, what the actual.
What's that, Sam?
We just change that to account, don't we? Does that have to be like a resolution to change it all?
I think so. They'll find it out. Did you have anything else, Sam?
No, that was it.
Okay, a couple things I have. The elementary school, we done totally wrong. Luckily, I didn't sign the quick title deed. We cannot deed that over to them without having a public hearing. We cannot get rid of any city property or close a road off without having a public hearing. So we've got a public hearing in a month, like December 22nd, scheduled for 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So if everybody would put that on your calendar.
Well, we are going to have a meeting on the 22nd of December.
Yes.
Just a public hearing. Trying to make just other than that.
No, we'll have city council afterwards. Hopefully we can keep it quick and fast.
We need that to, I mean, what if you just, well, I just say, is that so, the same thing as a vacation?
Yeah. We have to advertise it out to the public, which we did not do. So how it all started is there was a controversy over the width of the road up there.
Oh.
The title company claims it is 8 rods. All of our city maps that I can find claims it's 6 rods. Mm. So I kind of started talking to Kevin about what we could do legally, and he said he can't even get rid of it without having a public hearing. To vacate any street, we have to have a public hearing. We have to do the public notice. The public notice has to be 10 business days in the paper before we can do the public hearing. So
it has to be noticed on the public website.
Yeah, on the public website.
Any property owners that are adjacent or there have to be
notified also with a letter saying that we're going to do it.
Yeah, I think we went through that process with Wasatch Academy and also the school, the elementary, but it's been too long ago.
Yeah.
I should remember that again.
So we're back to square one basically on that because we've got to go through the public hearing to make it right.
What did Nan think about that?
Nan's not too happy with me. Because we've been fighting, I've been fighting the title company. It's like, I don't, this doesn't make sense because we found our map in 1930. And on that map, it says all roads, with the exception of State Street, are 6 rods. And State Street is 8 rods. Hmm. The title company is claiming it's 8 rods. So I still don't know how to address that issue. Because the title company claims it's a 132-foot road through there, and our city's surveys are only calling it for 99 feet.
That the road up east of the pool?
Yeah, the first east road there. So I still don't know how
to... But does it, I guess, in my mind, does it matter for exactly? Because, I mean, it's already under the school, right?
I mean, yeah, it's already under the school, but...
City can't deed property that ain't ours.
Yeah, we can't deed property that's not ours, but yet the title company's claiming it's just a weird deal.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So the title company's claiming that it is our property, according to the latest map, or the earliest map I can find is 1930. That's got the whole city surveyed out, and right on there it has 8 rods of State Street, and...
So where's the title company getting there?
It's from an old map in the early 1900s, and so I don't know if somehow... Somewhere between, they split those roads? I don't know. Yeah. So to be able to meet our advertisement right and everything else, because the paper, we couldn't make it for this week, and even if we did make it for this week, we still wouldn't have had our 10 business days to have it at the next city council meeting. And then we got to have the public meeting also. So we got to try and remember that next time if we ever try to get rid of property or anything. Yeah. We have to public notice that.
There's going to be some...
Seems kind of weird because, I mean, I know it's just a formality, but even if you have a public hearing and somebody says, well, we shouldn't be deeding that, what do you...
We need to sell it to them, or...
I mean, it's already... But,
we need to trade properties.
We need to trade properties is what we need to do. We need to use this fire advantage, and we need to get the pool property.
I thought we already had the pool property.
We got a 50-year lease on the pool property. That's the other thing I found during the process of this.
That's news to me.
You better talk to Mom about that. I got the deed. I had Dave get us a copy of the deed.
I thought I remember that deed getting signed.
Do you want me to run upstairs and get it?
Turn that over.
No. It's only on a 50-year lease.
I remember that's how it was originally, and then we had some back and forth, and I thought they eventually just deeded it over.
No, the deed got reported as a 50-year lease, so I think that's something
that we need to revisit. Then.
We need to revisit as far as if we're going to give them that property.
I agree to
give us the pool property. Because it's like... The buildings, the elementary school's been on there for 60 years or whatever it is, 50 years. But again, if we built a pool on that property.
What did they do with the property?
Who?
The school.
Supposedly they got the old elementary sold. So.
And so they want that road coming in that.
Because they can't sell it till we deed the
road. No, the road.
The road underneath it that goes through the service school.
Okay.
First East
goes right through it then.
They built over the top of it and it never got cleaned up.
Yeah. So that's our big problem. And then the road width and everything else. So.
But that seems like.
Okay. Yeah. Get something out of it.
Yeah, that's what I say. We ought to get fair's fair on that one.
I said that tongue-in-cheek after last meeting that we should have not signed it. Used it for that leverage on something. But now we can.
We can. So, and I guess I've addressed it with Nan, and Nan didn't like that. She says that's a whole different subject, but I feel like it's the same thing, so.
Maybe it is to her, but to us it's not.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just tell her there's a new sheriff in town.
His name is Russell Kiesel. Speaking of that, sheriffs, the police department, we interviewed Ben Swap, and I think Jim's going ahead to hire him.
He did hire him. He's okay. Filling out paperwork today.
Okay.
Is he a local?
He's originally from Fairview. we're gonna need from Mike now, has just went through the post academy through the UVU, has been working, how is it, it was like a volunteer.
It's called reserve.
Yeah, reserve.
Reserve officer in the Lone Peak Police Department, but he doesn't get paid. As a reserve, you don't get paid.
Right. So there's a couple of.
Certified and everything.
Yeah, there's a couple of trainings he still has to take. Yeah, driving a vehicle under high speed chase, he has to take some training on that. There's like two trainings or something he needs to take, and then he's ready to where he'll be up and running. So that's, we had three applicants that was basically ready to run. The other two threw up some really big red flags. The one had been working for 19 years and all of a sudden quit. The other one was from an area that was basically, it's where you go if you can't get another job. So doing a little research, Jim didn't feel good with them. So kind of just give you an update on the police.
And Ben, okay. Ben has also been, he's an EMT. He runs with the Ephraim
Ambulance.
So
yeah,
he's got that background as well.
Well, he's a local boy. He'll stay here.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one thing that impressed us too in the interview, is he said that whoever got him hired first, he'd be loyal to, and he'd, he wasn't even opposed, because see, he'll have to move to Mount Pleasant or be within the 5 minutes of the city hall for response. We might have to work with him for a little while, because he did have a lease. They've sold their house in Ephraim and he's leasing the house, so he's looking into that aspect too. So
well, it's in there, and that on the new employee thing, you have so much time
to right to get relocated. So but
I think within five, isn't he within the bounds, 5 miles?
He's in Ephraim right now.
It's 5 minutes.
Oh, I know. 5 minutes? Well,
yeah.
Fairview would still be.
Fairview's too far.
Fairview's too far.
Is it too far?
It's barely, if you're barely outside of Mount Pleasant, you're too far.
And the way it is in our city policy, it calls the city hall as the point you have to get to within 5 minutes. So that it's an actual location, so all the public or all the people on call knows that that's.
Well, it'll be better to have him in town anyway.
It will be.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Did Six County get a hold of you today?
No.
Okay, they're trying to get a hold of you.
Okay.
We were all in that paperwork meeting. You sat down and went, "What's the truth with Six County?" Maybe they got us a grant written up for some water stuff.
Okay.
I gave them all of our other numbers today, so they'll be trying to get a hold of you.
Okay.
So I think we might have scored some other help through Six County today.
Good.
Cool.
That's good.
Did you have a grant? Did you ever find anything out on that? We talked about 41,000.
So we've contacted Zach at Six County, and he knew nothing about it.
I wonder why our name was on the thing then.
I don't know. So we're still trying to do a little research. I've had Dave looking into it. And so, like I said, we reached out to Zach. He didn't know anything about that grant. Okay. So,
what one?
Go ahead and tell him, Sam.
I don't remember what one it is, but.
Like a traffic.
It's a traffic kind of master plan traffic, some kind of a grant they got for that. The county got it, apparently. But the engineering company called me and said our name was on the list, that we got it as well for 41,000. And they're going through and they're just doing like all the collector streets for the county.
That's the one with the feasibility study we put in for the trail between Spring City and. No, this is different. It's not that feasibility study. They changed the name to Active Transportation Plan or something like that.
Maybe that's what it was. Was it 41,000?
Pretty close.
So it's going to the trail.
Yeah, that's actually going through the Mormon Pioneer National Heritage Area, but Mount Pleasant is the chair community for that. And so it's just to look at the feasibility of doing that and seeing if it can even be done. So
they were just asking if that money, if we did get denied it or not, but they were asking if we wanted to do like
a traffic study. I think the max on that was like 6.7% and the heritage area is covered now.
Yeah.
Okay. That goes back that way.
Commissioner, you're paying.
Somebody make a motion.
So is engineering firm trying to get to work or something?
Yeah, they want, because they're doing the study for the county, they just want to know if we would be interested in that, them giving us a bid to do, they want them to have our traffic study done with it.
That's Jones in the mill.
Yep.
They're doing the countywide one, but this is a different type of.
Well, then when he asked me about that, I didn't want, I wasn't aware of any funding that I knew, but.
Can they get our study on all of our signage?
Yes.
Well, yes, we just talked about doing that.
Why can't they do it? Well, that was what he wanted, because that's what the grant money thought was going for, something that much. But if it's going to.
The trails and the.
Yeah, it's a different scope.
Different scope.
Yeah.
For the grant money, apparently.
I mean, we can put one in if you want by December 10th.
I can talk to Zach too and see if there's one out there that can help me.
I'm sure there's something out there.
We probably have to get ahold of Tyler Jones in the mill and see what he's talking.
Been talking county planning for it, so whatever that.
It's countywide transportation master plan, they got awarded for that, but.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me mad that they didn't include all the communities within that, is a little bit irritating.
Okay, I think they're just doing it on their own county stuff, is what I.
Yeah, they're doing it on all the unincorporated, but why didn't they come to us, each community, the commissioners, whoever, and say, we're going to pursue this funding, we ought to probably look at the whole county, including all the communities, to look at how the transportation is going to look in the future, instead, they just thought about themselves, and here we are, wanting, you know.
It's been a mess for us, for just like the mess of going to Pine Creek, I mean, that's a, it turns into a county road that we get no money out of.
It's almost like they're two, you know, we're part of county, but we're not. I don't, I'm venting a little bit right now.
You have that right.
Somebody make a motion, did you?
I will.
Okay, Justin makes a motion, adjourned, anybody second?
Second.
Russell, third, fourth. All those in favor?
Aye.
Hey, who's out here at 7:30?
870 grand.
870.